Those Homeland Security recommendations released yesterday are an attempt to warn Americans that they should be prepared just in case of an attack. The department laid out a number of steps families should take to get ready. Stocking up on duct tape was included. That's to seal doors, windows, and vents in a designated shelter room in homes. We asked Carol Hall, manager of the Weapons of Mass Destruction and Terrorism Program for the American Red Cross, just how safe a family would be if they followed those recommendations.
The important thing is not to let the contaminant come into the home or come onto your body. And in most cases, if you're not out being directly exposed, being in the house and sealing that off is actually going to be pretty effective. This is something that we've worked on for years in locations where there are nuclear power plants and where there are chemical stockpile sites and have put this kind of advice out in the past. So we believe that this will be helpful.
Once an attack begins, though, how much time would you have to get that plastic on the window with the duct tape before you would feel the harmful effects?
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on what the nature of the attack is. The things you have to worry about, of course, are things that can spread, that the air can shift and it can move. So it really depends on the nature of the attack, how much time you'll have to prepare. So that's why it's good to have these kind of things handy.
And how long would you expect a family might need to stay in that kind of a makeshift shelter?
A shelter in place is what we call it. And that really depends also on what the nature of the agent that is involved. It may be a short period of time, hours. It may be days.
And, of course, that's why the recommendation is that a family have a disaster kit on hand
as well.
Absolutely,
absolutely. And that's one of our common things for any kind of disaster. You know, it just makes common sense to have those kind of materials handy in case it's a hurricane or a tornado or a WMD event. The basics that go into a supply kit are pretty much the same until you get specifically to this one area, in which for the general population, we have not normally gone out and advocated that you have the duct tape and plastic for your windows, et cetera.
So you make up this disaster kit, which has food, water.
Water, first aid items, tools, clothing and bedding, you know, special items for babies, you know, important documents, medication if you've got high blood pressure, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of things that you should have in or near that can go quickly with you if you are told to evacuate an area.
Or have it right in that room that you're planning, that you're designating.
Right, right.
You know, a lot of people who may have been around in the 60s would remember the days when there were, you know, air raid kinds of alarms in school with the whole duck and cover going into the hallway, putting hands over your heads. And in retrospect, we all think, well, what good would that have done? And I wonder if a lot of people are kind of wondering this now about the kind of recommendations that we're getting.
I don't think so. I think that these recommendations will help in any kind of a situation. I think certainly we at the Red Cross appreciate being prepared. When we've dealt with hurricanes and large-scale evacuations and everything else, it makes it so much easier for the people involved if they've already thought about some of these things. So as far as that goes, with what is going on now, it's a different type of threat, and so we need to be prepared for a lot of different contingencies. And those of us that have been in emergency preparedness for a long time know that there are certain things that are necessary to respond to any kind of a disaster.
And are we heading back to an era like the 60s where people were building bomb shelters, where we're going to be building shelters?
I don't know. I'm not planning on building a bomb shelter, but that's really not something that I could foretell, really, at this point.
Thanks, Carol.
Okie dokie.
Carol Hall is the manager of the Weapons of Mass Destruction and Terrorism Program for the American Red Cross.